rest of their hour. This beautiful setting out here in all of God's creation, looking rather hostile at me. I wish I had a big mirror. You must smile at me. I don't care if you mean it or not. Practice. I can't afford to look out and see scowls. So you must smile at me, and we will smile at you. Is that a deal? We never let an audience get away with just being an audience. We have to integrate you into the choir. So you'll have an opportunity to sing with us at a couple of points in our presentation this evening. So be prepared. I mean, really sing. Because some of you say, that's the other one too. I can tell. I might be able to not be able to see well, but I can hear perfect. So if you're not singing, look out. I might single you out for a solo. I am grateful for God's gift of music. The first song that we sang, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise Him with the psaltery, the harp, the drums, the grand piano that's 9 feet long, the instruments from all over the world. I've never met these men before today. We rode on the bus full of strangers, and here we are performing together. I know about 8 words of Spanish, and they're all from the Navy. Which is really kind of sorry. So I just want my multilingual skills here. But despite that, the beauty of God's gift of music has united us and these brothers here. We've already rehearsed our entire concert together. They're teaching me music, I'm teaching them music. And this is the setting for such a thing. Again, to rainbow. I think we're actually manifesting God's wish for us to participate together like this. And I do want to thank Jose and Guillermo for being part of us tonight.
Dismay, whatever. God said it. God said it.
Believe it.
God said it.
Believe it.
God said it.
Believe it.
God
will take care of you.
As you can see, it's a little unconventional for a Catholic mass,
This is what we sing in Mass every Sunday, and there's about twice more as many of us still back there. Dr. Bonnemere, as a result of that visit, invited us just like that to New York. I could not believe it. And we did go to New York last year, and part of our trip included what was a highlight of my entire career, and that was a visit to St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Manhattan, where that's the home of the Jazz Vespers. I actually got to meet John Genzel. Wonderful, incredible man, just befriended us. And on another occasion, later on in the fall of last year, I visited again by myself in the audience, and he happened to come up and play, which I normally do not do. But I was so flattered that he even remembered my name. I'm saying all that to say that even though we're Catholic, I was telling the choir earlier that we are Lutheran friendly. Some of my best friends are Lutheran.
Oh, no.
And many of them I met right here in Holden over the last 2 years, and keep regular correspondence with them around the country. This is a song written by Dr. Bonnemere. We're going to do two of his songs tonight, and they are just tailored for you. This is one that I'm sure you all know. We do it every year for the Home of Jesus. If you don't know it, here's a quick mini lesson. And believe me, this is a lesson that we all need to follow. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Not that easy to do sometimes, is it? Hello. Okay. Not that easy to do sometimes, is it? So we're all working on loving our neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That doesn't mean you're an immediate neighbor. Okay? That means me.
Gotcha.
I'm your neighbor. I mean, I'm here. We're neighbors. We live in here.
But you're easy to love.
Am I easy to love?
Oh. Sometimes.
He doesn't care about the color of your skin or what religion you've been in. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Now, this is a rehearsal. I'm going to let you listen first, and then we're going to have you sing. Okay? So, listen up. Once more. Well, maybe twice.
Come on, yes. This is fun. Testing.
It's a prayer. Okay? And I'm praying the same prayer. Let's pray the prayer. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. And I like myself.
He does.
I like you as much as I like you. I need help. You need help. Let's call on the Lord together, please. All right? One more rehearsal for the audience.
Memorize the words, because you're next.
You guys, you want to sing it? Get ready.
Help me.
Jesus. Sing it. You can't hold it. Help me, Jesus.
Didn't care about the color of your skin.
You've been in. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Your turn. This side. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care about the color of your skin.
Okay, competition here. Okay, get ready over here. Okay, stand up over here. We're going to knock them out. All right. Help me, Jesus. Hey, come on. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. He doesn't care. We have some non-singers back here.
Jesus,
to love my neighbor as myself. Good.
To worry, 'cause us. I'm never alone, never alone. For he walks beside me all the way. He guides my footsteps every day. Never again will I feel insecure anymore. Never again.
Oh.
just the endless ways that we can be creative in the way that we praise the Creator. And I'm constantly being challenged with opportunities to also create new things and new ways to interpret so many wonderful ideas. And this is a hallelujah that we used to sing in Mass, and I'm sure many of you know. If you recognize it, just sing along with us. And we'll follow that with one that we now sing that I composed based loosely on the first one and also from the jazz game. Sing hallelujah.
Let me lean on you.
my body gets tired. Soul needs resting. Let me lean on you. Let me lean on you.
Over flow, fill my think I'm a man.